cheese monster. I better get away from that cheese monster before it bumps into Faye.
5-year-old Mira Kid is attempting the perilous adventure of trying new foods. Sitting outside the Talkeetna Library on a sunny summer afternoon, she's participating in the Federal Summer Meals Program and the Library Program and the new Summer Backpack Program. Yeah, there is a lot going on. Hi, I'm Ann Hillman, and this is Alaska Public Media's Solutions Desk, a look at what's working to make communities stronger in Alaska. This month, we're talking about solutions for hunger. In Talkeetna, about 40% of the elementary school kids qualify for free or reduced lunch. That's great for keeping bellies full during the school year, but not during breaks. The U.S. Department of Agriculture does offer free summer meals, but they have to be served somewhere, like a school or a library, which means the kids have to get there during the summer when there's no school bus. Librarian Jerry Denkwalter says when the staff first learned about the program last year, they were excited to participate.
If kids are hungry, you feed them. That's what you do.
It seemed like a natural fit in the close-knit small town.
The adults are used to bringing their children here because I read to them when they were here, when they were children.
So they tried it out. The problem was that most kids only came to the library once a week for the summer reading program, not every day for the meals. Even the USDA says the summer meals program isn't reaching a lot of kids. Only 1 in 6 who qualify actually participate. And in rural areas, the rates are the worst. It was clear that the program wasn't a good fit for Talkeetna, says Luann Carroll Tisdale, the Upper Susitna Food Pantry Coordinator.
Here's the problem. They can't get to a site every day. There is a lot of working poor here who can't afford the gas.
And Carol Tisdale wasn't allowed to send the federal meals home with the kids.
So this year I wrote a grant.
With $8,600 from the Matt Sue Health Foundation and the Food Bank of Alaska and donated food from community members, she started a backpack program. Instead of going to the library just to eat one meal, each child also goes home with 10 more.
We pretty well stock the bags so that they have 5 lunch entree items and then breakfast oatmeal and cereal, milk, juice, lots of fruit, some veggies, some cheese dippers.
On shopping days, her pickup is filled to the brim with items purchased hours away at less expensive stores in Wasilla or Anchorage.
Any store that has an item that I want in these lunches that goes on sale, I will go down and clean out their shelves.
Now, there's been a 2/3 increase in the number of kids participating in the library program. About 50 kids show up every week, up from fewer than 30 last year. They eat lunch, then do activities like planting trees or learning sign language. They read some books, too. When they leave, the ones who need it have a bag of food for the week. The idea isn't new. There are backpack programs nationwide, but most only send food home for weekends. Research shows that the programs help entire families, and kids are more likely to attend school on Fridays when they receive their backpacks. For parents like Jody Shook, who's caring for 7 kids from different families this summer, the Talkeetna Backpack Program is essential.
If it wasn't for this program, then we'd be shopping at Cubby's and going broke feeding kiddos.
Cubby's is the only grocery store near the small town. It's about 14 miles up the main road. Talkeetna is pretty spread out, which presents another problem for feeding kids in the summer. Not every parent can get their children to the library for the weekly program. And that's where the next partner steps in, Sunshine Transit. On most days, the small bus line just runs along the main roads. But now, on Thursdays in summer, they go door to door to pick up kids, like 7-year-old Adia Haig. The bus takes them to and from the library for free.
It's my second time, and it's kind of exciting.
She's riding with Sarah Russell's kids. Russell meets them all as they get off the bus.
I am super excited about the lunch program. In the past, my kids have just kind of been stuck at home. This gives them an opportunity to get out during the day.
Sunshine Transit manager Kim Schlosser agreed to help the program even before she received extra funding to add the new service.
I said, to just tell me what you need, and we'll have the kids sign up ahead so we know where they live and they know how many are coming, and let's make this happen.
Food is also available for kids who can't make it to the reading program. parents can pick it up whenever the library is open. Pantry coordinator Carol Tisdale says they're giving out about 115 bags every week. That's over 12,000 meals for the summer. So what advice does she give for making this solution possible?
Whoa, get creative. Get creative.
Share your creative ideas with us by texting SOLUTIONS to 907-885-6055 or going to alaskapublic.org/solutions. From the Solutions Desk, I'm Ann Hillman.